Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Dr. Fauci has immunity. He can't get it again, but he's wearing a mask because it's one of his noble lies to convince everybody to wear masks, but it's not true. If you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask.
This is not the first time that we've clashed.
And it won't be the last.
You know, there is always, as is always the case, a kernel of truth.
Hey, every joke has a kernel of truth.
Where's the kernel?
Kernel?
Well, Lieutenant Colonel.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Indeed, they are true and legitimate heirs, these dreamers are, of our founders.
Congresswoman, I find that extraordinarily disrespectful.
Some people are always in a hurry. They run when they could walk, race up steps when others take it slow.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Come on.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
I've fallen and I can't get up. He did get up. He limped into Air Force One. We'll be talking about that as the afternoon goes on, and whether or not Saturday Night Live will have some fun with it today. I know the way I feel, and I know the way Grace feels, and most people I've talked to since it happened. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. Dr. Matt the Vet will be with us at 6 o'clock. We'll do police blotter facts Friday. We have various guests in the 4 o'clock hour. Everything just sort of has fallen into place today. But the first person I wanted to talk to today, I saw his column yesterday. Wrote it with a doctor, professor of medicine from Stanford University. His name is Martin Kulldorff, and he is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Harvard University, and it's in the Federalist, and it's called "One of the Lockdown's Greatest Casualties Could Be Science," and it's kind of along the same themes as that Dr. Rand Paul was raising with Dr. Anthony Fauci the other day on Capitol Hill. You know, like why is this going on, and why are you promoting this false narrative that people, it has to go on and on when it's doing all this incalculable damage. But the point of this column in the Federalist by Dr. Martin Kulldorff and his cohort at Stanford is one of the lockdown's greatest casualties could be science. Dr. Kulldorff, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
My pleasure.
Why don't you just lay out the theme, which is your theme basically, and you can expand on it, is that people have been intimidated into remaining silent, and the people who have tried to give another side of this whole lockdown theory, the pandemic theory, have been punished, and they've been, as you say, gutter tactics have been used against them.
Yeah, I think that's true. But first of all, of course, the main victims of these lockdowns are in public health, the children, the working class, and older, vulnerable people. So of course, that's much worse than what we scientists have gone through. But there has been those of us scientists who have gone through, gone against the herd thinking, have been either silenced or slandered in many cases. And I think a lot of scientists have kept quiet because of that. So among those other infectious disease epidemiologists that I talk to personally, most are in favor of focus protection, just like I am, and against lockdowns. But that narrative has never sort of come out in the media. The media has relied on those scientists who are for lockdowns.
Yeah, I said this on the air yesterday. I've talked to a physician I know, or at least one who said exactly what you guys said in your piece in the Federalist, and people like Dr. Atlas have said publicly for months now. And I said, "Do you want to come on the show and say this?" And he said, "No, I don't want to take the slings and arrows of being attacked for saying what seems to be the obvious truth that these lockdowns aren't working.
Correct. And when they then go after and attack Dr. Atlas or others of those of us who do speak out, then that makes other people more afraid to do so. So I understand why many scientists do not want to speak up. So I fully understand that.
So have you taken any grief at Harvard for you know, you're involved, you were one of the co-authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, which again pointed out that the emperor has no clothes in this matter. Have you been threatened at all, or do you have tenure? I guess that's the big question. Do you have tenure?
Yeah, so I'm a full professor, so it's easier for me to speak out compared to, for example, an assistant professor. So I think most of the blowback I have received have been from academics in other universities, as well as from some hit pieces by journalists.
What do you think when you turn on the TV and see these doctors saying, we have to, if we expose someone who's had a vaccine to other people, it may lead to mutations or variations. I mean, they're just making it up, aren't they? I mean, is there any basis in science for these scare tactics that they're putting out on in the media?
Well, one very strange and stunning thing that people are claiming is about immunity. When you've had COVID, if you've had COVID, you're immune. You have very good immunity. There have been a few, but very, very few reinfections, and those reinfections that we have seen have been very mild. So by having had COVID, we have good immunity, and we are safe from getting it again, and we won't transmit it to others. And there's a lot more evidence for having immunity from the natural infections than for vaccines. The vaccines are maybe like 95% effective of preventing symptomatic disease, which is very, very good, but it's less than from natural infections. So the idea that, for example, people who have had COVID need a vaccine, that doesn't make any sense. If you have had COVID, you don't need to have a vaccine, and if you haven't had it and you're old, then vaccines are great.
So you I'm sure you've seen the video today of President Biden going up the steps and tripping, but he's had the vaccine. He had it months ago. He's had both vaccinations, and he's outside, and he's wearing a mask. Is there any need for that?
If people have had the vaccine, do not need to wear a mask, neither to protect themselves nor to protect others, for sure. Yeah.
So why is this obsession? Why does the government and the corporate media have this obsession with continuing to make people wear masks?
I don't know, and I think it's actually very bad because most people know that if you've had disease, if you had a vaccine, you don't spread the disease. That's what we learn in biology in high school. So the fact that people are pushing these things is actually detrimental because it reduces the trust in public health and in public health officials. And if you then talk about these nonsensical things about people who have had the disease not being immune, then why would they trust public health? Other public health measures, messages, and that sort of increases the skepticism of even the proper public health messages that are important to follow.
Yeah, let me play a cut from Senator Rand Paul. A couple of cuts, actually. Play cut three, Taylor, if you can. I want to get Dr. Kaldorf's response. Cut three.
He says we might get it, therefore we need to wear the mask for another year.
Yeah,
this is equivalent of saying, well, we might get the Spanish flu, so maybe we should wear the mask until the Spanish flu comes back. It's a ridiculous notion, not based on science, and what he is doing is theater, and it goes against the science of vaccines.
Do you agree?
I agree with Fran Paul.
Yeah. Let me play one more cut.
I'm a little bit jealous because I think that Dr. Fauci has not been willing to debate this pandemic with those of us who have a different view. So So, but because Rand Paul is the senator, he can actually debate him, and I think that's excellent.
I think he would rather go on and get a slobbering wet kiss from Chris Cuomo on CNN, which he got last night, a number of them, rather than go on with you guys from the Great Barrington Declaration. Obviously, I think look at how easily Rand Paul handled him the other day.
But it is important to have, when you have different views on health matters and public health, it's actually important that those are discussed openly and that people can hear both views. Mm-hmm.
And that's I guess,
and
one of the points.
I'm glad that they were able to do that with this discussion between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci.
And that's one of the points of your piece in The Federalist, that you know, you can't have any scientific debate in this pandemic or lockdown situation that we're in without being accused of being anti-science and, as you said, having blood on your hands. I mean, you have a dissenting view, so you're bloodthirsty. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's very kind of stunning and shocking, and it's I mean, I can take the heat personally, but it is very concerning because it means that other scientists, and especially junior scientists, mm-hmm. do not dare to speak out. And that's terrible for science if people are not daring to say what they think. Science depends on open exchange of ideas. Otherwise, and if we can't continue with that, then the 300 years of enlightenment is over and we're heading back for the Dark Ages.
Oof. And that was not a healthy period, was it?
That was not the greatest part of history, no, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was something called the Black Death or the Plague or the Bubonic Plague too. It was not a great moment for medicine or for anything actually. Doctor
yeah,
Martin,
also had the witch trials, which were not the brightest part of history.
Yeah, yeah, they lingered into the Massachusetts Bay Colony, as you well know, in Salem, and they were hanging witches, and it was a bad time. Dr. Martin Kaldorf, we really appreciate you being with us from Harvard University, and we tweeted out the story yesterday from the Federalist. One of the lockdown's greatest casualties could be science. Thank you so much for being with us, and have a good weekend. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of ripeness, so they're bursting with flavor by the time they reach your doorstep. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you could enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Try their 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfast and lunch, perfect for your busy schedule. HelloFresh offers more than 25 recipes each week, so there is something for everyone to enjoy, all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
And there's so much variety, Howie. I'm just looking at the menu for the next couple of weeks. Beef tenderloin and balsamic tomatoes, shrimp and chorizo paella, a rosemary demi-glaze, pork chops, crunchy Italian chicken bake. It's different stuff. It's nothing is going to taste the same from day to day, and it's really good.
Yeah, and you know, if you just buy chicken breasts every time you go to the supermarket, and you cook them the same way, you get tired of doing it, no matter how tasty they are.
Here's one for you: lobster-filled ravioli and shrimp.
Ooh, oh, I love ravioli, and I love lobster-filled ravioli, and that sounds really good. And the other thing, too, is you don't have to go to the store. You don't have to run into those Karens. You don't have to put on a stupid mask that we were just talking about. You don't have to worry about one-way aisles. You don't have to worry about being snitched out. Is it 6 feet today I have to stand apart, or 3 feet? You don't have to worry about that. HelloFresh delivers right to your doorstep. And, again, it gives you a real change of pace. Over 80% of HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options every week. Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. That's according to Zagat's dining survey. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12, Howie12, for 12 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. And you heard how good those 12 meals could be. All the meals are great. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. To order today before allergy season really kicks in, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will SNL parody Joe Biden this weekend?
No.
Really? Like, this has got to be the last straw here. He falls up the steps. You have to parody that, don't you? Don't you? Otherwise, Lorne Michaels, what are you doing? 89% say no.
Do you think he is? Do you think they're going to do something with this?
I would say no. I don't think they are going to, but they have to.
It would be like, you know, how do you get someone to end his career? I mean, this made Chevy Chase a star for a decade or so in Hollywood. He made
Dana Carvey with George H.W. Bush.
Look at all the money he made. But now it would kill somebody's career. They would be canceled for doing this, wouldn't they? In the modern Hollywood environment?
I guess ageism, I suppose.
The only way you could make this into a skit on Saturday Night Live is if you bring back Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump and he's adjusting the stairs to screw it up for Joe Biden. And
right.
Somehow make Donald Trump the villain,
yeah,
in this thing. That's the only way. Jay from Chelsea says, Biden says, I don't remember Amtrak having this many stairs up to the club car. God, you know, you gotta study that whole thing. He doesn't look that good coming off Marine One, walking to Air Force One. But then he gets to the step. It's like he's somewhat intimidated by having to walk up to the steps. That's why he salutes the steps. And then he takes off and he falls down twice, gets up, stumbles the third time. I'm trying to be very precise so that I can't be called out by Snopes or Polyfax or whatever those so-called fact checkers are. He didn't stumble. He didn't fall three times. He only fell twice and he stumbled. And then he gets back up and he turns around and salutes and then he limps in to the jet. And he's wearing the mask all the time. And you just heard Dr. Kulldorff. We all know that. Why is he wearing the mask? It's just theater. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Yeah, everybody's saying that. Remember what they did to Gerald Ford. And remember, Gerald Ford was a All-American athlete at the University of Michigan. Whereas Biden lied, as he lied about so many other aspects of his biography. He said he played Division I football at Delaware. He never did. And then he also said he was he was the first white student at Delaware State. He never was. But he's just going to get a total pass on this.
Is SNL afraid of offending Joe Biden? I think the guy can take a joke. He's not that weak-skinned. He pokes fun at himself.
They're afraid of defending the Twitterati, the woke mob. Most people don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore, of course. The only way they see it is in a, the little snippets that people put out on social media. And they'll go, why are they making fun of Joe Biden when he's trying to do so much good by opening up the border and letting all the COVID-19 illegal aliens into the country to kill?
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think Joe Biden's big mistake now, in retrospect, was sending the dogs back to the farm. If the dog had bounded up ahead of him, one of them, either one of them, he could have blamed it on the dog. The dog knocked me down, right? Dogs knock people down. I know a physician in Wellesley got knocked down by her dog. She was broke her ankle.
Did she pull her dog's tail?
No, it was just a crazy dog, and it just knocked her down. She was in tough shape for a couple months. She needed to get a handicap plate from the registry, and they wouldn't give her one because she wasn't an illegal alien.
Well, Biden's people are blaming it on the wind.
I know.
But then someone else looked into the wind there, and it's like 14 miles an hour.
So I run into that kind of wind many mornings in Palm Beach when I'm out on my bike. And I fell over one time, but that was because I was screwing around with my glasses. It had nothing to do with the wind. That's ridiculous. There are a lot of unanswered questions here. Some of the texters are pointing out too that I'm wrong about Biden's mask. That he doesn't have one mask; he has two masks.
Yeah,
is that true?
I think Grace? So. I've been seeing him with two masks, I think.
Good Lord, I don't know. It's as interesting as Saturday Night Live. It's going to be interesting to see if the network newscasts cover this tonight.
I mean.
Is it on MSNBC and CNN? Can you imagine the round-the-clock coverage this would be if it were Donald Trump that had fallen down three times?
They had round-the-clock coverage of Donald Trump just because he was walking slowly down the ramps. They thought that was a sign of his decline, was that he was, being careful and he was nervous to walk down the ramps. Maybe he was just nervous that if he ran up the ramp, he would fall three times and end up on all fours.
They would be canvassing every member of the cabinet saying, is it time for the 25th Amendment? How will you vote on the 25th Amendment when it comes to a vote of the cabinet members to remove the president of the United States? They would have a checklist of all the major diseases, the killers in the United States, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, emphysema. And they would say, which of the diseases does Donald Trump not have, as shown by this horrendous fall on Air Force One?
But Howie, you know what cracks me up is all these people who say, finally, we have a man in the White House who is restoring the world's trust in the United States. Finally, decency is back. And I'm thinking, if I'm Putin or if I'm one of these world leaders and I'm seeing him stumble up these steps, I don't know. I'm not looking at America as like the picture of strength.
Grace, I'm rewriting my earlier sketch for Saturday Night Live to so that they can blame it on somebody else. You don't just put Donald Trump there screwing up the steps. It's Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin both. And Vladimir Putin can be anybody. You just put a blonde wig on anybody, and that'll work, right? And you have Alec Baldwin as Trump. And then Lauren Michaels says, well, I took all the big events of the week, the squabble between Putin and Biden and falling down the steps, and I put them all together in one skit. That's how brilliant I am.
Yeah, if only. They have so many other things to worry about over at SNL.
Yeah, they do. They do. I just spent an hour and a half, Grace, transcribing all the Biden greatest hits from the last 3 weeks for my column on Sunday.
I mean, and sound is one thing, Howie, but watching him, that video, it's still on the cover of the New York Post right now because it's a really incredible video to watch. To watch him fall three times, I mean, wow. In other news, though, Howie, it is time for Grace's news. I don't know if you noticed, Howie, yesterday, President Biden called Kamala Harris President Harris.
Yes.
And luckily for him, the people at the White House, they fixed the transcript.
Yes, I saw that today.
So they throw in the vice.
Yeah, they put it in parentheses.
But just because they fixed it doesn't mean it's not always there. He said President Harris, and he didn't hesitate, Howie. He didn't turn back. He didn't correct it. He just said it.
And this afternoon, he and President Harris are at the CD, as he said the other day, which, again, will live in Internet archives, just not on MSNBC and CNN's Internet archives.
Howie, here's an update that you might find interesting. There's a crisis at the border. Jen Psaki told us about it yesterday. She called it a crisis and then almost immediately backtracked on that. But once it's out there, it's out there. And I just thought you should know that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was likening the kids in cages to concentration camps way back when, has only tweeted about these child migrant detentions twice under Joe Biden. The social media star has only tweeted about the children in overflow facilities twice.
I'm shocked. There's a double standard among even members of the squad.
She was at the detention centers posing by the fences in the parking lot in all white, crying. And now we can't even get a tweet out of her?
Grace, I want to direct people's attention to another great story in The Federalist. One of the reporters went back and just Googled people being thrown off of airplanes for not wearing masks.
Oh, yeah, this is a great story.
This is a great story. John Kerry gets to take his off his mask on a plane, but not these 12 toddlers. A dozen. They found a dozen of them. I bet they could have found more.
I mean, toddlers are honestly up to no good. They should all be on the no-fly list.
Yeah, and so, several
it's
of them.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
4-year-old with nonverbal autism. 3 years old and autistic. 2 years old. 2-year-old woman, female, was eating during the time she removed her mask. And a federal air marshal still threw him off the plane. Here's one. A woman with her 6 kids was kicked off their flight from Florida to New Jersey after the 2-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. There is zero tolerance. A flight attendant can be heard in a video. Here's another 2-year-old girl refused to keep her mask on, and the parents were kicked off a United Airlines flight from Denver to New Jersey. American Airlines removed a 2-year-old named Lion, his mother and the grandmother, when he wouldn't wear a mask. And another passenger tried to help the kid on with his mask. He was tossed off the flight, too, for trying to help.
You're out of here. You're both out of here.
Keep your hands off that rug rat.
Put your apple juice down and put your hands where we can see them. You're off this flight, buddy.
2-year-old Hayes Jarbo was thrown off a flight, a Southwest Airlines flight to Chicago, when he took off his mask to eat a snack. Southwest Airlines booted a 5-year-old autistic girl off a flight and her mother off their flight. The flight attendant said, "Sorry, ma'am, we're going to have to deboard you."
It's really, really sad for the autistic kids because it takes so little for them to get thrown off in general, like whether it's their daily routine or, you know, all of this COVID stuff. I've heard from so many parents who have kids with autism who say this COVID stuff has been detrimental to their everyday life. And so mm-hmm. to think that you couldn't, you know, give them a break on a plane and just, you know, show a little grace to these parents who are trying so hard is just awful. We've totally lost any common sense and any like decency towards one another.
I know. I agree. I want to play another Rand Paul cut. We played one earlier with Dr. Kulldorff, but let's play another one here. They're talking about Fauci. Cut number 4, Taylor.
Dr. Fauci has immunity. He can't get it again, but he's wearing a mask because it's one of his noble lies to convince everybody to wear masks, but it's not true. If you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask.
Same thing goes for Biden. A noble lie. It's not even a noble lie. It's an ignoble lie.
Yeah, and it's also just frustrating because, and I know we've said this before, but for these guys like Dr. Fauci and Biden who get on there every day and they think and they ponder, I don't know why people don't want to get the vaccine. Is it because they're too macho? Is it because they don't believe in science? No, I'll tell you exactly why. It's because we know that regardless of if we get the vaccine or not, you're going to keep this going until the climate change, tornado comes and wipes us all out. So there's what difference does it make for someone to get a vaccine right. if everything's going to stay the same?
Well, that's what Rand Paul said. I thought it was a really excellent point. And so Fauci, after getting totally destroyed by Rand Paul, he goes on last night with that well-known medical researcher and expert, Dr. Fredo Cuomo, on CNN. Dr. Fredo Cuomo.
I'm afraid if people hear what he says and believe it, and you have an elderly person who's been infected, and they decide, well, Rand Paul says let's not wear a mask, they won't. They could get reinfected again and to get into trouble.
I don't think that's true.
Howie, you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that Dr. Fauci is so incompetent that the man who's interviewing him, his brother Andrew Cuomo, that was Dr. Fauci's idea of the golden standard for how to handle a pandemic. Why are we still listening to Dr. Fauci? And why is he being interviewed by Andrew Cuomo's brother?
Not only that, just to interject here for a moment, Fauci said, you know, I'm afraid people are going to listen to Rand Paul and maybe get infected, and we don't know what could happen after that. We have listened to Fauci, and we have done what he said. And look where it's gotten people's health and the economy. I would much rather listen to Rand Paul.
Yeah, I'd much rather...
And chance getting sick and being a little inconvenienced.
I would much rather listen to anyone on this planet than I would... You're absolutely right, Taylor. It's like what Trump said that time when he was trying to get voters. What do you have to lose? What do we have to lose at this point by listening to someone besides the good doctor who's gotten us into this horrible mess?
You want to hear... I mean, but he's not the only one that's peddling this panic porn here. You know, I don't have to mention Charlie Parker, but how about Sanjay Gupta? Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Cut 11.
The virus learns then how to sort of adapt and mutate now to a vaccinated person. So in some ways, by exposing vaccinated people to the virus, you could start to inspire more and more mutations, which is something you don't want to do.
You know, you could also go out for a walk on a night when there's a full moon out and be attacked by a werewolf. That could happen, right? You could wander into the middle of zombie apocalypse. That could happen. But is it going to happen? Should you really be promoting this kind of stuff on national television?
Yeah, and when you consider the fact that we all died so many years ago from net neutrality with that whole thing, it seems like we're fixating on the wrong issues.
I was killed by ALAR a long time ago in the paraquat on the marijuana in Mexico. And my airline fell out of the sky when it became Y2K, right? I mean, and the Africanized killer bees and the homicide hornets.
The world ended on December 21st, 2012.
Right. I mean, how many, and global cooling killed everybody in the 1970s. And then, I mean, it just goes on. The list is almost endless. What stuff that's killed us, and they just keep coming back with more and more of it, and all these low info voters, the people watching local TV news, the readers of the Boston Globe, they're huddled in their basements, and they're cowering, they're in the fetal position. That you don't have to get out of the basement, you don't have to come outside, but let the rest of us go on with our lives. All right, thank you, Grace. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Howie.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen these days, now more than ever, not just to watch Joe Biden trying to get up the stairs of Air Force One. Whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for? By putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Today I was in the mood for some classic rock. I was listening to The Kinks again, Low Budget, one of the great albums, one of the great underrated bands from England. And it's just it just makes the bike ride go fast. Any kind of exercise you're doing, any cooking you're doing, anything you're doing.
I'm looking for more yard work to do, and not at anybody else's house. That's not an offer. I'm not coming over to pick up your yard. But in my yard, it's going to be nice this weekend, mid-50s. I'm going to be putting my Raycons into my ears and listening to some great tunes as well.
Yeah, it makes everything go faster. Raycons cost half the price of others. You can get them in multiple colors, not like the other ones that only offer you they offer you everything in one color, white. It doesn't have any of those lame wires dangling from your ears. Raycons are stylish, and they're built to perform anywhere and everywhere. With water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth, that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Taylor can get his whole lawn raked. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways, as I said, with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. That means you look less lame. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. I got a text from 214. I'm an MD. There's a reason Gupta is a TV doctor, and Dr. Paul is an ophthalmologist. Meaning he was at the top of his class. Yeah. You don't get to make too many mistakes when you're an eye surgeon, right? I mean, I guess some parts of medicine you could screw up and get away with it. Maybe if you're a podiatrist working on Howie Carr's black toe. You know, there's margin for error. An eye, not so much. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I was listening to your caller, Dr. Kulldorff, and his comments on the lack of scientific debate.
Yes.
One of the problems we have in this country is that people are essentially scientifically illiterate. They don't know enough about science to enter into the debate, and that includes our politicians. So here in the great state of, it used to be great state of Michigan, our governess, Gretchen Whitmer, she hasn't had a science class since ninth grade, and she talks all the time about science.
Yeah.
When you ask her, she says, well, I don't need to be an expert. I surround myself with experts.
The experts. I like that, the experts. You're right. They all surround themselves with experts. Yeah.
Right. If you don't know enough about the subject matter, you can't even ask the right questions to pick an expert. So how do you pick? What criteria do you use to pick an expert?
But, Al, don't you think that the big thing for Gretchen Whitmer, like so many of these other governors, she used the pandemic to give the Secretary of State, who hates Trump as much as she hated Trump, the right to send out these mail-in ballots. Now a judge has ruled in Michigan, like in several other states, that this was done illegally. All these ballots were harvested illegally, basically, in Michigan due to the Secretary of State acting in an illegal manner. So, Al, they don't care that they shut down the state of Michigan's economy. They threw the state to Biden. That's the important thing, isn't it? The ends justify the means.
I'm afraid you're right. That's exactly what happened in that case. That's exactly right. Our Secretary of State is a total sellout. Our Attorney General is a total sellout. The three of them together, the three musketeers up there, the three stooges, they have completely washed out this state.
Yeah. And they kept a black guy out of the U.S. Senate, too, didn't they? A black Republican. So you have this non-entity called Gary Peters, who just does whatever Chuck Schumer says jump and Gary Peters says how high. I'm Howie Carr.